dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. You need to tune in. Dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. You must tune in on your radio. Or you could even visit dustspot.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Sandy J is on.
Shedding light on the stars of tomorrow.
You need work in your career.
Sandy J hold the title. And I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and tearing Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune, might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music wish with hot models. We got them. Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio. The come up is a must, must. Keep us tuned in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Sandy J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up, what's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Seti J, in the building. What's up? Yes, every Wednesday in the show, we bring you what we call a hump day after dusk. Or as we always start with, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Yes, man, it's definitely a great day, man. It's always great to be able to come to another show, be alive and well, and see you guys doing being alive and well. It's a blessing. And, you know, for those of you, it's your first time coming to the show, you know, we do a show every Monday and Wednesday. Monday shows are hot after dusk Mondays, and Wednesdays are hump day after dusk. And, yes, you get a little bit of different feels. Sometimes, you know, sometimes similar feels. Well, just depending on how we're feeling that day. You know, we're a client, but sometimes we're going a little bit more than usual, and, yeah, you just got jump in. It's like a Cracker Jack box. But anyways, I'll just go ahead and let you guys know we got a special guest tonight, which I'm very excited to have. It's obviously like a lot of people that peep the show that go, oh man, y'all just got, oh y'all got Miles in there, cool man, y'all got artists, but some people haven't realized that we have people from behind the scenes in the industry too that come through. And it becomes a very educational show. Person is trying to get an entertainment industry at any degree. This is going to be very important information. And I wouldn't just say entertainment industry. I would say even if you're trying to be about business, period, this is definitely an episode you want to listen to, because we have a great publicist coming in by the name of Tia Culver. We'll be having her on the show. And she is the founder of ATL Events in Tia Culver PRLL, which is a full service public relations and strategic marketing company based in Atlanta, Georgia. It's founded in 2007. The company specializes in event planning, small business branding, public relations, internet marketing, and social media marketing. And Tia Culver is a public relations professional who has created comprehensive media campaigns for several high-profile clients. And tonight she'll be giving a little bit of advice on how you can raise your brand awareness. So definitely make sure you take notes of tonight. It's definitely very great information. And, oh my God, man, I have so much on plate for this month. I mean, I kind of told you guys a little bit about it at the end of Monday's show, but let's kind of run down the sheet pretty quickly. So far as events we got coming up on Monday at the Music Factory in Arlington, I'll be doing the show. We'll actually be doing Life After Dusk live from this event. That'd be the Verdico music mixer. And you actually, one of the artists we'll be playing tonight will actually be there at the event. Pretty excited. Aisha, she'll be there and she'll be performing as well. And there's a lot more music we played and artists that, you know, I've got a chance to mingle with. Tonight, also on the show, we'll be playing Martin Carr, Shook Up. It's a track you've heard on here quite a bit. Juana Jackson's Coming Out. So definitely got great playlists along for you guys for the night, too. Now, people getting hit in the jaw. You know, see, y'all just be killing me. Because y'all let all the y'all be letting this happen to me when I'm not on the show sometimes. It get driving me insane. And people getting hit in the jaw. Folks getting kicked off of teams. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. People got sketch artists who can't draw for nothing. I mean, y'all got to see the picture, the sketch at the Tom Brady and Goodell hearing. That was ridiculous. This dude's drawing it like Japan, it like a Japanese anime. And it was ridiculous. I'm like, what? I'm like looking at it. And so, you know, it's been plenty of people making jokes, doing their own little bits of drawing stuff with their sketch artists. And of course, if you go to my Instagram, Ceddy J Dusk, CeddyJDusk, you'll be able to see that picture I drew that was making fun of it, saying they have a future career in being a court sketch artist. Yeah. Hey, if that guy can be one, I mean, the sky's the limit for me. But yes, so other crazy stuff have happened this week that, oh my God, people are just acting the fool. Is, you know, of course, there was here in Texas, in Arlington, it happened in Arlington, which is not too far from me. Same area that ironically the Cowboys playing. A young man got killed. I'm at a car lot. He happened to be hopping on cars and all that kind of other stuff. And, you know, he was going to San Angelo State. And, of course, a cop was trying to tell him to stop or whatever. And he ended up shooting him down. So, this is just crazy. It's just so polarizing because if some of this stuff is ridiculous because now people are doing stuff and you're like, well, damn it. Like, you just do what? I mean, he wasn't armed, so and that's the thing. Why are we shooting and kill? I mean, yes, in this case, he was doing the most, but I don't think that he. I don't think it really called for let's kill. You know, shoot to kill. I mean, this is why I never understand. Y'all know all that was happening in the news. Why don't y'all just shoot the people in the legs or something? If you want to, I bet you the person would rather be able to walk around, hurt. Than to be dead. So why not just shoot, not shoot to kill, but shoot to restrain? I'll take that any day over you freaking killing folks. I mean, I just don't like shooting. You know, people know how I am. I don't like shooting, period, like that. But damn it, if we got to take, but shoot, just, this just really be irking me every time I think about it. Let me just get my feelings for a second. And that note, it's time to go to the music break because I'm about to get re-mad. But yeah, so we got to go ahead and go to our track for the first track for today. This is Aisha, our featuring Snoop Dogg. This is Jam. We'll be back on Life of the Dust after this.
Call my girls up, gotta get this off me. Got my nails done, got my freakum dress. Heels on, makeup on, friends on deck. Now can you tell me what a hot spot at? All my real people getting live at. Well, I'm ready to get in my zone. Not ready, turn up in the car, cause my song is on.
Snoop Dogg, I be breaking the rules. I'm phenomenal, your mama knows, so I'ma go and get it. Did the beat, so you know I got to spit it. You got the look of a diva. Dog got it all now, follow the procedure. I need you to leave your mind, but bring your body. Ain't nothing but an east side party.
Come up in the club, yo, it's time to geek. I ain't lames, please don't bother me. Me and my girls, trying to free your minds. And we didn't really come to hear you pick up lines. So, meet me at the dance floor. Did it spin a single one? Aisha got the fire on. Work that back.
saying that this is my jam. East side, come alive, it's time to party tonight. West side, clear your mind, unwind. Midwest, we the best, so let's party till the lights come on. Cause I don't give a what, just get in my zone.
Glass, let me pour you some. That's Landy. Now if you act right, by the end of the night you get the cash. With the Southside boss, twist that finish, put fire on the end of the beat. Now let me hit it, baby you cute, but you need to be. But Snoop, come through and see what it do. Cause ooh.
It's her jam. All right, babe, we're gonna go to a quick commercial break. We come back, we're gonna get ready to talk to our guest for the night. So we'll be back.
Welcome to the world of A Savage. That's me, and I'm a model from Sacramento, California. I'm actually also a model with I Am So Divine, and that is a very great, unique, stable magazine where they really focus on individuality, and they're not your typical societal standard magazine in terms of what a model is supposed to look like. So they really embrace, again, individuality and just everyone's individual beauty. So you should check them out there. And then part of that is Dust Spot. And so again, they're correlated, and I'm a model with that as well. And again, it's based on a lot of the same things I just mentioned for I Am So Divine.
Nice.
What up, Dust Spotters? You know what time it is. It's your boy, G Money, one half of the Shine Brothers from Time to Shine Radio Show on Big Time Radio Network. You are now listening to my boy, Seti J, on the Dust Spot Radio Network. Make sure you check us out every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Time to shine. My boy Chuck Charles, Chevy the Model, and me, your boy G Money.
I'll stay down.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with Seti J.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my puppy, DJ Seti J. Mwah.
It's Jono, your favorite black guy, and right now I'm rocking with Seti J and Taryn Brown on Life After Dusk Live.
This is your girl, Kawana Jackson, and I'm rocking with the Dusk Spot Radio Show.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Seti J, on Life After Dusk and the Dust Spot.
I'll stay down.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with Seti J.
Wait, we're right.
This is Tia. How can I help you?
All right, y'all. We got a special guest in the building. Got the beautiful, talented, and one of the hardest working women in the area, excuse me, in the world. My girl Tia Culver. Give her a hand.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks
pretty
for having
good.
Me.
Pretty good. Glad.
Show.
Oh, no problems. Definitely. Hey, I watched you work. It was definitely a pleasure getting a chance to bring you on here. I'm definitely ecstatic about that.
Well, I enjoy being on the website as well. Thank you for inducting me into the family. I've been having a lot of fun networking on the site also as well.
Yes, and I got to ask you a question right off the back about that. Like, because I've noticed, like, with your brand, a lot of people, they tend to only stick through Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, like the ones that everybody knows already. But with your brand, you know, you're spread out. You know, you end up coming over to Dust Spot and you're promoting artists and promoting models, everybody, your events, whatever over there. Like, what kind of led you being that thorough about going to all these different sites that you won't even think about?
Well, of course, the World Wide Web is, you know, the globe at your fingertips. And I think a lot of people, they, you know, tend to stay in their lane as far as the people that they know. And social media is awesome. There's sites that are a little bit more of a close-knit community than, you know, Twitter or just, your Facebook friends and whatnot. And even Instagram, you know, you have so many sites out here where people have the access to get on, network with those people that have like minds, and they like the same things in music and film and pop culture and whatnot. So it's easy to communicate and network with those people. And the more access that you have to, the more people, of course, then the wider that you can spread your message and the things that you're promoting.
You know what? I'm glad you're on here because, you know, I tell people that's what the point of the site is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, yeah. It's just great because, you know, because like you said, it's like my whole thing is this, like, even though I own Dust Spot, I'm on so many. It's like some people are like, man, he over there.
Right.
You got to be all over the place. SEO, people search engine optimization. Come on, let's get it.
That's true. Branding yourself and being a public relations professional, you know, I not only do I have to brand myself, but I have to brand all of the clients that come to me for publicist services. So, you know, I have to be extremely active on, on their behalf as well as on mine. So I really enjoy being on the networking side and meeting different people. And, you know, it leads me to not only get other clients, but it leads my clients to get other viewers and other people interested in their brands as well.
Okay. So now before I kind of get a little more concrete as far as, you know, kind of helping people raise their brand awareness, first is kind of going to your background. You know, what ended up leading you to start ACL Events in, of course, Tia Culver PR LLC?
Surely. Well, I actually started out in multimedia and 89.3, which is a community radio station here in Atlanta. And I started off on one of the college stations here, 88.5 WRES, which is Georgia State Radio, and working on some of their urban shows and talk shows as well as the music side of it. And media was just something I really wanted to do. I wanted to, go into journalism and ended up going into entertainment PR and special event planning, working at some of the clubs with a lot of the DJs and the event promoters and whatnot, which led me to, start working with Black Market Entertainment and Little John and the Eastside Boys and everybody that came out of BME, from Lyrical Giants and Bone Crusher to Little Scrappy Crime Mob, China White, Ubi, the list goes on and on. With the people that, you know, we kind of helped and assisted just underneath the umbrella of Little John and Cersei, being on the radio and in the club so much. And a lot of the DJs here in Atlanta started out on their community radio stations and some on college radio as well. So, we had a really big movement then and in the clubs as well. And we all kind of came up together and, really just focused on doing what we loved and networking and then going to school, you know, of course, broaden my horizons and getting the degree in communications and just keep it, you know, pushing in that arena, just staying, you know, focused and staying at it kind of, over the years has just led me to have a huge database and kind of incorporate all of my clients' databases together, which leads me to have one of the largest databases in Atlanta and the Southeastern region. And I do a lot of hard work for my clients, so I have a really good reputation when it comes to my work ethic. And once you've been in the game for quite a long time, people start to realize who you are and realize your work ethic and see you and whatnot. And, you know, as long as you keep your moving in that direction, you can't do anything but grow. So we've grown quite a bit right to now. TV and public television having several television shows on People TV. And now I currently work with a lot of media outlets, magazines and whatnot, radio and whatnot, TV shows as well. And, you know, we kind of stick in the same arena with the ATL events as far as the event planning and helping out the club promoters. But on the Tia Culver PR side, we do a little bit more, you know, wider range of clients and whatnot.
So as far as I know, a lot of people, and I tell people this, you know, a lot of folks are always say, I didn't get signed to an agency or I didn't get signed to a label. But I always like, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the show, but I tell people this all the time. So the best assets you can get is a publicist. And people are like, oh, whatever. No, why do you think, why is a publicist so important to help a brand? Like, why is that the most important thing? That's, in my opinion, that's the most important aspect, is having a publicist.
Well, I think in my personal opinion, I would think that the most important aspect would be a really good entertainment attorney and getting all of your legal aspects straight first. I think that is, with any foundation of any business, and that's what this is, it's a music business or it's the entertainment business. And whatever you do, you should treat it like a business. And if you're the product or you're, you know, the service or whatnot, you've got to get your foundation straight. So whether it's your LLC, whether it's your logo, your copyrights, all of your publishing in order and all of that. I mean, I definitely think that if you don't know the ins and outs of that portion, that should be the first thing that you're focused on, is at least being legitimate and having all of your legal rights, you know, represented and written down so that you are protected before you move on. So in my personal opinion, I think that's the foundation and the most important thing initially. But once you do get all of your, you know, stuff, your logo and all of your, you know, stuff going, of course you need your website. You need an industry standard type of a bio or a write-up on you and what you've got going on at that present time. You definitely need some professional images and photos. You need a nice logo. You definitely need your social media, you know, channels to be all in sync and to be listed. And then you're going to definitely need social media marketing, internet marketing on all of the different sites, email blasts and marketing. Those are the things that a publicist would help you do. You're going to need to, of course, get your foot in the door in some of the red carpet events and your face in the place at some of the industry affairs that are invite only, which a publicist does. And then you're definitely going to want some interviews and booking some interviews and getting some print placements in some of your print publications, you know, your magazines or your digital magazines online and featured blogs. And then, you know, call-in interviews on everything from internet radio to your local community stations and your college stations and whatnot. That's what kind of brings you up and brands you and kind of, you know, gets you ready for that next level platform that people nowadays, when they are going to sign an artist, they're not just going to sign someone that's not investing in their own career, that doesn't have a large fan base already and that doesn't have a following already, because why would they do that when you haven't even invested in yourself? So those are the things that you want to have in place and have underneath your belt before somebody, you know, on that tier really taking you seriously, to be honest. So you are right. You know, it is a very important part of getting you out there, especially if you are not aware on how to do it for yourself. And, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. So you have to have somebody that believes in you. But, you know, after you get everything done as far as your foundational business, you know, proper and everything, you definitely have to have a good product because, you know, the product is everything. And if you have good music and if you have, you know, good imaging and you have a good package and you have good business about yourself, then, you know, you have something to really move forward, something to sell, something to engage people in, you know. So, you know, I can talk, see, so I'm going to go on and on with you.
Now, I mean, now, as far as, okay, so if I'm a person just getting started in the industry, you know, I've got at least the legal stuff taken care of. Right. You know, if I don't have a publicist yet, what's the first thing you recommend I do as far as where should I go to look for this information to, you know, to help build that foundation of getting that exposure for my brand?
Well, you definitely want to utilize the web and Google, and you can Google, you know, publicists in your area. You can also Google and read up on branding and you know, learn some stuff yourself. If you are interested in the music business, there's a lot of schools nowadays that are offering courses in sports and media marketing or sports and media management. You know, there's nothing wrong with going to school for something that you want to do. You're going to love it and have a degree in it, you know? And I think a lot of people really, if you want to take it seriously, you need to do your research, do your reading, and seek out information and seek out education in the arenas that you're interested in. You could go into broadcasting, there's engineering, there's, like I said, you know, the marketing side, there's the management side, and there's so many schools nowadays offering courses in this stuff, whereas back when we were going to, you know, do it, everything, there wasn't really that much out there as far as courses goes in, you know, the music industry field, whereas now there is, it's big business. And I think that would be your first thing, is to really seek some, you know, further your education and seek some knowledge in the areas that you're interested in. And then, of course, getting all of your social media and all of your sites and everything kind of formatted. Get yourself a website, get your SoundCloud or your audio Mac Cloud, you know, together and everything. So you have several sites that are kind of coinciding with one another, so that you have the different platforms to brand yourself on. And that's a good start right there.
Okay, my final question for you is, I see you have a summit coming up. Let's talk about the summit you have coming up and what you think.
Okay, sure. Anybody that is interested in any of the events that we have here in Atlanta coming up, please feel free to call me. I'm going to give my number on air. They can also find my number on all of my social media platforms, including my website, as well as my email address. You can always follow me at Tia Culver, and that's TiaCulver, and that's on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and my website is TiaCulver.net. My contact information is on all of those sites at the top. And if you're interested in the Bridge the Gap Hip Hop Music Summit that's coming up here in Atlanta, we have a huge summit coming up. And that's just one of the events that we have, you know, coming up, that some of your listeners as well as your website members might be interested in. But I'm open for any kind of calls or emails anytime from any of your listeners, and they can feel free to ask me any type of questions regarding PR or branding, and we'll try to help them get steered in the right direction. And we can send them over an email regarding any of the information about some of the upcoming local events that are going to be here that may be, you know, really worth their while for coming down to. But I know that a lot of you all, you know, live in different communities where you have a lot of events that are going on that you all can participate in that's going to, you know, brand you further as well, including your community active events or your nonprofit events in your community. Those get you great press, and they network you with other businesses and other people concerned with, you know, the community, which is definitely going to benefit you in the long run for where you're located. But my phone number is 770 is the area code, 896-5685. And again, all of my information is at Tia Culver. And it was my pleasure being on the show. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Definitely great to have your information and just let people know a little bit about raising brand awareness. I appreciate it. Again, that was the talented Tia Culver. And on that note, we're going to go to a music break, and then we'll be back here on Life of the Dust Live, your boy Ceddie J. This next track is Martin Carr, all the way over in the UK. This is Shook Up, and we'll be back. Yeah. And again, Tia, I appreciate you for coming in.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. I really appreciate you as well. Have a blessed one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
look into your eyes, I see the 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 look into your eyes, I see the
know how I feel. I'm not gonna waste this chance with you.
I got this feeling, my mind's made up.
The next track is Kawana Jackson coming out. We'll be back after this. Yeah.
Hey,
I can see you.
All right, welcome back to Life of the Dust Live, your boy Seti J. And I'm gonna go ahead and shoot a shout out to our sponsor, and which is audible.com. Big ups to them. Audible is offering our listeners a free audio book of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Let's go to audibletrial.com/SetiJ and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/SetiJ. That's audibletrial.com/SetiJ and get started today. And why Audible, you say? Audible content includes more than 180,000 audio programs from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, as well as business information providers. All right. And I'm holding it down today, solo dolo. Due to my girl's Taryn is under the weather. I'm going to hold down for her because you can't do radio too much if you ain't got a voice. So, yes, big ups, holding down to her absence for today. But, oh my God, man, it's been, and that guest we had today, Tia, was just so great. Like, I always love when the guests come on here and we do those short interviews, but you get so much information in those short interviews that it feels like you got like a long book worth of it. So yes, that's what I love. You guys to learn, and it's not a lot of learning. It's 15 minutes worth of listening and you get some golden nuggets. You can't beat that. And it's free. That's free listening. You're getting free advice. Cannot beat that. And she too, she kind of got me on my pedestal a little bit because she was kind of tooting up Dust Spot. I didn't need any more tooting than that. I always appreciate it, and I really do. Like, people, they really don't, I don't think they really understand how appreciative I am about them using the brand and just using it thoroughly. Like, that's what it's there for. It's not just there just, it's just another site. It's a site that's actually built for the people and buy someone for the people. And it's not one of these sites that, you know, they only figure out how we can just put something together so we can make money off of people. No, I put this together because I want to be something beneficial to the entertainment industry, and we demand more. Just being on, you know, like you actually said, BSB doing Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, a lot of people are so familiar, but you know, if you really want to grow, you got to kind of step outside the box. And I talk about this all the time. Like, that's why I'm on so many places. I understand brand awareness and understand SEO. Despite, like, a lot of times when people are on there and you go to their search and you go to their search results on Google, Despite is usually on the first page because we are very strong about SEO. And that's how you gotta do it. A lot of backlinks, people. A lot of backlinks. So do not sleep on Dustbot. But yes, and also to our biggest of my boy Renato Creative. I saw he put a new video out. A video commercial, I should say. And it was kind of redundant, but whatever. Yes, he put a commercial out. For his clothing brand, Shanti Apparel. So definitely check that out. I'll make sure I'm going to look at the history because I don't want to mess with the title. Just make sure I get you to the right place at the right time. All right, so give me a second. The easy way is just go on to shantiapparel.com, and that's XXHANTI, and spell out the word apparel, spell it in the dictionary. .com, and go there. You can be able to see a lot of stuff. You can see the clothes, the reason why there's the commercial in the first place. Check it out. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Very, very great urban brand. You know, especially if you're a skater, this is a good look for you as a skater. Everything, man. Like, they got you covered. Trust me. But I'm liking it because, you know, they've been doing a strong rebranding, and oh my god, like, there's so much stuff for guys now. I'm all over it now. Like, they on my level now. Like, I see some of the skull shirts and whatnot. There's a lot of great upgrades of that, so it's definitely showing promise. A lot of great promise of this site. I'm definitely excited to see them make the moves, and you don't have to spend that much money to enjoy great fashion. You got, as far as in the guys section, got t-shirts and got a hoodie. So you get the hoodie, get the t-shirts. Women's, you know, they got the women's style shirts and of course the hoodie. So check it out, because yes, the hoodie is unisex, by the way. So go there, check them out. I guarantee you'll not be disappointed. You will be like, hey, I gotta get this, man. I gotta get something for you. So yeah. I was telling you guys a little bit before I brought my guest on the show about the event we got coming up for the Verdico music mixer. And if you're going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I truly recommend, especially in the industry, I definitely recommend to go to it. Like she was talking about right before she got the show, Miss Tia, she was talking about, make sure you go to these events in your city that's encouraging you to, you know, strengthen your brand. You see the opportunity, take advantage of it. And I see Cool America made that song Make Some Shake. They just put out a new video for their song. Big ups to them. But yeah, if you're a DJ as well, this is a great place. It's a great site, first off, you know. And that's the thing. I don't get endorsed to promote some of these. I just like if I've used it a lot and they support me a lot consistently, then guess what? I'll be promoting the heck out of them. But I will say they did pay me somewhat because they got that nice little t-shirt, exclusive t-shirt. So when y'all see me on Mondays flaunting the t-shirt, don't hate. So yes, man. Like, so the event, and I'm glad, yes, they have it up so I can read you exactly. So on Monday is on the street is 3008 East Pioneer Parkway, Arlington, Texas 76010, and that's at the Music Factory. The admission is $20. Website again is verdico.com. That's VIRDIKO.com. Contact number if you need to reach them is 214-550-0561. Again, that's 214-550-0561. And included in this, you know, there will be performances going on as well. Aisha, who you've heard music on here quite a bit, she will be one of the artists there. So it's exciting. Like, I see we're not just playing people, man. We actually got people that's making big moves. It's always great to see that. Another big thing that's going on, what's going down is, you know, if you guys have been paying attention, and before we took the mid-season break, I had, not too long before that, actually got the chance to host a red carpet. My first red carpet experience, being able to go around the red carpet, interview people. Well, I'll be doing it again. Madison Lane, and shout out to Oye Man Studios for reaching out and definitely give me, let me know, hey, we want you to do it again. So I appreciate it so much. So yes, definitely go to the Houston premiere. There was the first premiere was off the chain, was packed. Ended up being the fact that people had to stand up because it was, the seats were so packed in the movie theater. So basically, the place is called Santico's Palladium. It's in Houston, Texas, off 7301 West Grand Parkway South. And that's Santico's Palladium AVX Entertainment. And yes, there will be, there's a movie theater with full food and drink menu, plus table seating and wait service. So, like you said, it's Hollywood elegance, man, being brought to you for this. The screening will be at 6-7 o'clock. The red carpet festivities will start at 6 p.m. Tickets are $25 in advance and $30 the day of the event. And if the price is too steep, still RVP, because they'll be making special announcements up to purchase tickets all the way until the day of the event. Announcements of events, ticket sales will be made on the event or the official Madison Lane Facebook fan page. So pay attention, man. You know, you begin to get a deal to go to there, man. Definitely. Definitely make sure you show up, because the last one was off the chain. And, oh, my God, I hope they have an after party for this one, because the last one was off the chain. So, yes. And I didn't make sure I take off of work for that Monday, because I don't want to take no chances. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm not going to be able to come in, man. And also, of another event is coming on the 28th. Now, I was kind of holding this under wraps. I've been hanging in there tight, not saying nothing, because I know how people are. They wait to try to copy what we do, but hey. It's already a movement and happening already. It might happen, it's happening. Then I'm going to go ahead and say what I got to say. So in Empire Lounge, which is the old Club Ice, here in Fort Worth, they actually invited me out to come to this event. They'll be doing a official grand opening of the spot. And after the grand opening, it will also include, get ready for this, someone, Human Canvas. Which, by the way, Human Canvas is getting ready to celebrate its second anniversary. So how fitting that this happens on the 28th, which will be the grand opening on Saturday. We will be doing a casting call. It'll be basically a little contest going on to where, where you get a chance to be featured in the magazine. So yes, you get a chance to be, it doesn't guarantee the cover. Let me go ahead and make that clear. You'll be featured in the magazine and you'll be able to shoot with Calvin Brown Photography to do this feature. And then also as well, you will have the chance to have your own exclusive poster, which you'll be able to sell and get 50% of the proceeds from the poster. So You can't beat that. Like, big ups to them for them making this big event, but that's not all. You got my girl China Doll. She'll be one of the guest judges for it, as well as we got another person coming. Brace yourself. Johnny Blaze will be one of the people coming out as well. So come check that out, because, again, you just heard me say who's going to be judging it. That's how big Human Canvas is getting. And I know a lot of people, this is really because we're not doing what everyone else does. They find it so hard to believe that goodness, their success is just rising. The point of it is sometimes it's best to move in the shadows. And when people don't really see what's coming, hit them. Like, just keep going, keep working hard. And that's advice to anyone, no matter what you're doing in your brands. Don't let anyone show you where your brand can go. Only you can determine that. All right. So that being said, everyone, we're getting ready to roll on out. Remind you, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, over there's a U, is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life in the Dust Live with your boy Seti J. And also remind you, if you miss any of the shows, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/SetiJ. Also, that will like to go to our other pages that we have plenty of pages to go to. We have apps, so you can go to Dustspot Radio Network on the Stitcher Radio app, or on TuneIn Radio app, on the AHA Radio app, and on iTunes. So, too many places to listen to Life at the Dust Live. Better sound, better show, all that good stuff. So we'll see you guys Monday. Yours truly, Seti J, and Taryn Brown being in the building with me as well. All right, guys, we're out. Peace.